So the next mission that we're up to is a pretty famous story of Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana. Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana is not so famous in general. He's actually very well represented in the Kabbalistic literature. But he used to say a special prayer when he would enter into the Beit Midrash to study and he would leave. And the simple reading of the Mishnah doesn't sound like it's particularly obligatory. Maybe just a nice thing that he did. But what's interesting is that Rambam Maimonides says it was absolutely obligatory. And there's a very nice sentiment, I think actually two very nice sentiments, which are expressed in the context of this Mishnah. Let's take a look. Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana haya mispalo b'chnisas l'beis ha-medrash. Again, it just sounds like this was his personal practice, that when he would enter the Beis Medrash, this is the tefillah, this is the prayer that he would say. But that's not the way the Rambam learns. The Rambam says, especially in the Perish HaMishnayos, even more so than the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says it was an absolute obligation, that this is a chova, that everybody really has to say this. Uv'yitziyaso tefillah ketzara, and when he would leave, he would also daven as well. So Amr Lo, the rabbis asked him, like they thought this was odd, that he was praying, not the regular davening, not Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, Musaf, like we've been discussing the last number of Mishnayos, but they were just wondering, what kind of prayer is this? Ma makom l'tfila zo. So Amr Lahem, so he says, in brief, b'chnisasi, when I enter into the Beit Midrash, ani mispalol sur lo ye'ara dabar takal al yadi. I pray that I shouldn't mess up, that I shouldn't say the wrong thing. I shouldn't say something which is prohibited is really permissible. Something which is permissible is prohibited. That's also a problem. You're not allowed to say things are just prohibited with no good reason. So I would pray that I shouldn't make any errors. I shouldn't make any mistakes. Uvitziyasi. So what do I pray on the way out? I'm already done. What do I do? Ani noten hoda al chalki. I'll give hoda. I give thanks for the fact that God has allowed me to study in the Beit Midrash. So the Gemara expands on this. Tanu Rabbanan b'chnisaso ma'u omer. What exactly did Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana say? What was his prayer? So it went like this. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that our text is not exactly perfect, so we'll do it according to the text of the Vilna Gaon. Yehi ratzon milfanecha Hashem elokai shelo yi'ara devar takala al yadi. That I should not make a mistake in my learning, so that there will be a halachic consequence. Lo omer al tameh tahor, velo al tahor tameh. Something impure, I shouldn't say it's pure, and vice versa. And then going back, now in the text, velo akashal bidvar halacha, I shouldn't make any mistake whatsoever. V'yismechu bi v'chaverai, and the people who are studying with me should take pride in what it is that I'm doing. Velo ikashlu chaverai bidvar halacha, v'esmach bohem. And not only should I, be pulling for myself over here, but that there is a Ben Adam L'Chavero aspect of learning, and that they should also learn well, and they should be successful in their learning, and their teaching should be correct, and their teaching should be precise, and their teaching should be accurate, so that nobody makes a mistake. V'esmach b'hem, and I should take pride in their accomplishment. So there are basically two different components to what Nechonya ben Hakana would pray about when he would enter into the Beis Medrash. And again, I stress, even though the simple understanding of the Mishnah is that it's a voluntary thing that he took upon himself, what's clear from the Rambam is that it's actually obligatory. They actually print it in the front of most Gemaras, so that it'll be convenient. You won't have to look it up. There are basically two different components. One of them that he's saying is that he should learn very well and that he should be able to paskin the halacha questions appropriately. That's number one. The second component is perhaps a little bit less intuitive, and what he thinks is that there's a major social dynamic in learning. Sometimes what happens is, people when they're involved in any enterprise, they get very competitive. So this one wants to be the biggest historian in this world, and this one wants to win the Nobel Prize in economics, and this one wants to, get all the recognition. The scholars, they fight a lot in all the academic disciplines, right? This one wants to be famous, and this one says this other guy's book is trash and doesn't know what he's talking about. So Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana had a very different kind of approach. And he said, no, on the contrary, I want to be happy for my friends' achievements in learning, and they should be happy for my achievements in learning. In other words, we should be proud of each other. There should be what the French would call esprit de corps, right? That everybody should feel that they have a role to play. Everybody should feel that they have something to contribute. And I just was wondering, before we get to the tefillah that he would say, so Isaac, was there anything like this when you worked at IBM way back? Did they have anything that people were supposed to say before they went to work? Was there something like a team building that they would do?
Not in the lab. In the sales thing, yes, they do.
They had something that they would say together, that everybody should be successful. Right, okay. So I'm not surprised to hear that. I think that in the principles now of psychology and industrial organization, this is a generally accepted practice, that there's supposed to be what they call these team-building exercises. So it's interesting that Chinya ben Hakana had this idea that even though learning could be a very solitary enterprise, you could say, what do I care what this one is doing over there? I'm learning Masechta Brachos, and he's learning, I don't know, Masechta Uksin, the last of the 63 Masechtos and Shas. So why in the world do I care what he's doing? But on the contrary, you see yourself as part of a team. So that's the way Nechunya ben Akana saw it. So he said also, when he left, he would give Hoda'ah. And it's interesting, the Ramban paskins against the Rambam thinks that there's only one Bracha Daraisa. The Pasuk says in Parashas Eikev, Ve'achalta v'savata erachta, everybody agrees that that's a bracha midaraisa to say birkas hamazon. The Ramban says there's a second Torah level bracha, there's a second bracha daraisa, birkas haTorah. But the Ramban says birkas haTorah is only a din daraisa in the sense of giving shevach vehodah, to thank God that we have the opportunity to study Torah. We are very fortunate to have the opportunity to study Torah. There are many people who have no education whatsoever. They wish they had an opportunity. They wish they were taught how to learn properly, but they were not given the opportunity, sometimes for financial reasons. You know, people, even this shul, they told me, my parents couldn't afford to send me to yeshiva. We should try very hard to give everybody the opportunity. We should appreciate having the opportunity ourselves. We shouldn't take it for granted. So that was Nechunya ben Akana's point, as every single time he would leave the Beis Medrash, so he would say a tefillah as well. And the overriding theme of his tefillah, it's appropriate as we approach Thanksgiving Day, was thank you, was Hakara Satov, was Hodah. So this was the text of his tefillah. You'll recognize it because a lot of this was integrated into the text of the Hadron when we make a Siyam.